Well, tell us about irrational turn-ons to things. Did you explain yours then? It's old hi-fi, wasn't it? Your irrational turn-ons or something.
You know when you turn on old radios, mm-hmm. radiograms, I think it is.
The burning dust.
Anything, it's burning dust, isn't it, off the back of valves, isn't it? And also, I think, because I used to look for where this fantastic aroma was emanating, I used to look in a little red coil of light in the back of valves. How beautiful is it? Very beautiful indeed.
It's just something that when you... It's obviously not something you see through sexually, but it's something that is the closest thing to a sexual feeling. Yeah. A friend of mine used to say if he had a new quire of paper, that is a quire of paper, he just lifting up half of it and seeing how damp the pages stuck together there, you know, I mean, that's very Freudian, of course, but nevertheless, he used to, and peeling off the static electricity, between, some people said the smell of a new car, and Alice refuses to admit
it. No, all right, here's one. I've said this one before, so I don't mind owning up to it again. It's nothing, no big deal.
Okay.
Footsteps, doesn't have to be stilettos. I think actually men's footsteps on the parquet floor.
Really?
That was angst. Probably
behind you?
That. No, not behind me, anyway. Just like the sound of the tapping
men's
of the men's
solid, irrevocable.
On a parquet floor.
They're saying, I'll take care of you. That's what they're saying,
he's
Alice.
Saying.
Well, heavy men's footsteps, of course. They're saying, I'll take care of you. That's what they're saying, Alice. And I know, I'm no ballroom psychiatrist, but I know heavy men's footsteps is a reassuring sign means... I'll take care of you. That's exactly what they're saying there. As opposed to one of the things that do the absolute opposite. I set off a noise you normally only hear in cartoons, but I physically make this noise when something... for instance, if I come home, and any man will understand this, if you come home after you've been away maybe a couple of days, and you say, I'm home, how are you? And if your wife or partner walks into the passageway and says, how you doing? Listen, I was cleaning up your room. Yes, as soon as they say that, you actually make... It's not in your head, you make a noise like this. Okay, Alice, you say that to me. I've just come home.
I've
walked into the passage, you've walked out, and you say,
I've been cleaning up your room, and I've...
That noise, men can make that noise.
Yeah?
Listen, I was down in the cellar, and I pulled away a loose brick, and behind it... Really? Okay. So what was it? Wow, that noise actually comes out of men's ears when their partners say, yeah, listen, I was looking under the bed this morning, and then all of a sudden, I'm waiting for it, there it is. I was looking under the bed this morning, yeah. Listen, the phone went last night, and